You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man. The things God has prepared for those who love Him. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord, my child, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver Him. I set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I'll be with Him in trouble. I'll deliver Him. I will honor Him. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord. Ooh. Oh. Your Lord and He's your God. He's your Creator, your Savior. He died for you because He really loves you. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love Him. You must love Him, sweet Jesus. Give Him your very heart. With love life, He'll satisfy you and show you His salvation. Oh, you must love the Lord. Tell Him you love Him. Show that you love Him. You must love Him. Tell Him you love Him. Show that you love Him. Give Him your heart. You must love the Lord. Show that you love Him. Tell Him.
Wow, hallelujah. Come on, keep clapping and give the Lord a shout. Amen. Are you excited? I feel very light. I feel there's a blessing, a great blessing coming your way this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we are at the most important part of the service, and I believe that somebody's life is about to be changed. Somebody's family, somebody's destiny, somebody's about to receive a very great impact and experience. Amen. Well, if you are happy and excited as I am, I want you to rise up to your feet, put your hands together, and with Jesus' joy, give the Lord a shout of praise as we invite our Father, our Daddy, the Reverend Kojo Olins Lindsay. Come on, keep singing.
Put your trust in you.
There is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Those who know your name, put their trust in you. There is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love His name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name equals to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
How I love.
Oh, how I love His name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
No other name equals to me. Oh, wherever you are, raise and put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Convert that home into a sanctuary, because the Lord wants to be with you. Jesus told Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, I will be with you in your house today. Today, Jesus wants to be with you in your house in the name of Jesus. So make room for Jesus. Make room. Get your paper, get your pen, get your Bible, and make room with your heart, the best place for Jesus to settle. Bible says God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outside. It does not matter what happens. Just prepare your heart for what God has for you today. Lift up your hands to heaven like a child. Bible says that we, you know, this is the kind of people that God accepts. Suffer the little children to come to me. Come to the Lord as a child this morning to receive from Him in faith. Father, as we lift up our hands before you, we cry out with our hearts, Abba, Father. We don't call you just Lord or King. That is for those who do not have an intimate relationship with you. When you gave birth to us with a new birth, I became your child. I choose to call you Abba, Father. Just like Jesus called you. Jesus never prayed and called you, God, will you do this? He always said, Father, Father, Father. Therefore, we declare, Father, come and help your children. Our Father, which art in heaven, is what Jesus taught us to say. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We bind every spirit of the devil. And we declare, let your word have free course. Transform people, bring salvation, and Lord, be the subject and object of all we do here. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Amen. Can you put your hands together for the Lord Jesus? Give the Lord a nice broad smile wherever you are. Brighten up your video with your smile. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, this is a new month. Last month was a month of honor. So we taught through honor series. This month is a new month with a new theme, is the month of faith. Somebody say faith. Clap for the Lord Jesus. All right. Every month has a theme to it, and we exhaust as much as we can the theme through the month. And so last month was awesome. We talked about what honor is, honor relationships, how relationships can actually blossom when you apply the verse called honor.
or the ingredient, which is missing in a lot of relationships. People must be respected for who they are, and relationships must be honored for what they are. And then we talked about honoring people through the use, honoring people's words. When you honor somebody, you honor his words. All right, we talked about honoring God by honoring God's word. Christians who really respect God, we see it not by what they say, but by how they treat the words of God. If somebody is really, you're valuable, they value your words. When somebody is, for example, listening to your counsel, it's because they value who you are and they value the quality of a person that you are. All right, so all of you must learn to honor people by honoring their words, especially people who are in authority, your father, your mother, your pastor, your boss, the governing authorities, and the police. It's a bit funny, but whatever it is, what I'm trying to say is Bible says that in Romans chapter 13 that we must obey the governing authorities, okay? So words are important. Now, then we moved on to how to honor people with your substance, okay? With your substance. And that's what we talked about, the fact God says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of your increase. And we learned over there, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, that one of the main ways that God stipulated as honoring is you when you use your substance. We also saw in Haggai and in Malachi that people honored the Lord with all kinds of, things that are not good. Coughing goats and coughing sheep who have TB, lame sheep. Sheep that have got COVID, and then you want to present COVID sheep, as a sacrifice to the Lord. Sick sheep. It's like the COVID was going to, the sheep was on the way and didn't have hydroxychloroquine. So, anyway, but substance is important. And we learned that you realize that people, two keys to people who have a deep relationship with God. Number one, people who treasure the word of God, who read the word of God every day, who analyze the word, who pay attention to the word of God. Not people who just talk. And then number two, people who give to the Lord. You want to find anybody who wants to marry you, find out about their tithe record. Thank you. If they can't give to God, who do you think you're not going to get anything? They can't give to God. They will give to you, human being. You're joking. Yeah. They're selfish when it comes to God. These people are selfish when it comes to you. I'm telling you. Yeah, they're going to deceive you. They're not going to give you. You're not going to get anything. Love is about giving. For God so loved that he gave. And when he gave substantially. He gave his only begotten son. If somebody cannot give 10% to the Lord, I can assure you, he won't give 1% to you. It's the truth. Can't sacrifice. Nothing is going to be sacrificed for you. So one of the things I always tell people, you want to marry, check the person. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You want to find somebody who loves you, follow where they... Once somebody loves something, follow their treasure. You find what they love. I can close my eyes, and when I give money to this and that, one is a male, one is a female. I can check when I close my eyes, what did they buy? I can tell which is a woman, which is a man. When I see shoes and perfumes and things, I say, that's a girl. That's what they love. When I see car and then fancy computers and television, I said, that's a guy. Whatever people love, that's what they follow. Right. And when they love you, their treasure will follow. If they love God, their treasure will follow God. I can assure you. Yes, anybody who is not willing to sacrifice substance for God, I can assure you that's not a real Christian. It's a heart thing. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be. You want to check the heart? Bible says, the heart is deceitful. Yeah. When you want anybody, check anybody, check their heart. Check their heart. That's what you can't, that's why you can't deceive God. God looks on the heart, and what you're thinking he sees. But there are things that reflect the heart. One of them is the way they address God's word and the way that they give to God. That thing is clear. They sacrifice money. They sacrifice their time. They sacrifice their energy, their youthfulness. They are zealous about God. When somebody loves God, then they have some true love. Because the Bible says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And anyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. God is love. So he doesn't know how to love. He doesn't know how to love you. Amen. And then finally, we talked about signs of dishonor.
Yes, sir.
That's what we did last week. And then you know, when people are dishonoring you, the things that they do. Today, we want to not belabor the point. All the messages are there on the podcast. Go listen. And where you're failing in honor, stop failing. And so even the substance, you know, not only your beloved and husband or wife, but your parents. Yeah. Honor them with substance. Some of you, they don't need anything. And I told you here that if that was the case, then we shouldn't give God anything, because God, he said that I don't need anything from you. I mean, he doesn't need gold. God doesn't spend dollars. So we don't give because of what he needs. We're not satisfying his need. We're honoring him. So when your parents do not even have something that they need, you give to them because I want to honor you. It's the truth. I want to honor you. So that's the reality. You know, sometimes, I mean, like, for example, this season, Mother's Day, my children came to me and then they were putting the money together, trying to buy a gift. And I, you know, the money they were trying to put together, I could take that money and buy for them immediately to my wife. You know, and what they were trying to buy, I had bought for my wife before. She said, as I looked, I realized that they were putting the money together to give something that she loves. She can buy that thing for them 10 times.
Right.
But as they put money together, they saved. One person was going to work and I said, they are trying to honor her. Not because they are satisfying a need, but they are honoring her.
Right.
And I saw that thing. And I was in Indiana when my wife called me and said, man, these boys have touched my heart.
Wow.
With what they bought.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
With what they bought. I haven't even seen it, but she cherishes it. That's honor. So let's honor our parents.
Amen.
And as she was speaking, the words she was speaking, I could see that these children are going to be blessed.
Amen.
For the, you know, like when Isaac was supposed to be given blessing Jacob and Esau, you know, said, bring me that which my soul loves, that my soul may bless you. When you touch the inside of a person and they speak, something happens.
Amen.
Yeah. And substance touches the inside.
Yeah.
When somebody brings you a gift, sometimes you look and say, my goodness, touches something inside. And then suddenly you speak from your inside. And when the Spirit speaks, something happens.
Amen.
That's the supernatural nature of you.
Amen.
So all of us need to learn to touch people's inside. Someone says, say inside.
Inside.
You know, when I'm giving you, there's something called lip service. When your lip service is, the Bible says, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And God says, I reject it. Yeah. In vain do they worship. So when the lips are just doing it, it's different from when the heart is doing it. Yeah. When somebody says, oh, you are blessed, it's just the lips. But when you provoke the inside and say you are blessed, blessing is really coming.
Wow.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. If there is a way to get blessing, there are a lot of curses in this world. So anything that brings a blessing, do it.
Yes.
And let them. So these days, when I do something for people and they say thank you, I say, no, I don't need thank you. I need bless you.
Bless you.
Yes. Even if it's a church member that I did, and they say thank you, I say, please say God bless you. Because at the time that I have done that thing, something is provoking them to appreciation.
Right.
That's the best time to tap into the soul, into the inside. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. So let's all learn to be that way. You know, when Abraham brought the son to sacrifice, God said, man, you've touched my heart. Now I know that thou fearest, reverence God. You honor God. From today, your descendants will be like the stars and the sand. In blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. That was substance. I give my son. Some of you need to, instead of worshiping your relationships, you need to give up your relationships to the Lord. Yeah. And then you see that it will become better.
Yes.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So today, we want to go into the faith series. A month of faith. Last month was a month of honor. And I think it was a blessing. How many were blessed? Give the Lord a wave. Well, the same Lord is going to bless you this month with the teachings on faith. Hallelujah. Faith. 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 I think we've already started talking about faith because all these activities of substance are based on faith. So perhaps we're going to start from there. Okay, what is faith? Today we are talking about faith and obedience. Actually, the specific topic is faith is obedience and obedience is faith. Okay, faith is obedience and obedience is faith. That's the title. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. That's the quintessential scripture for faith. Now, faith. Somebody say, now, faith.
Now,
faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. All right? Now, when you talk about faith is when you seem to have substance for the things you hope for. Yeah. You seem to have substance for the things that you hope for. Evidence for the things you have not seen. You see, you do it now. You don't do it later. You see, your hope is futuristic, but that clause now makes faith, brings the future to the present. That's what it is. Now. You can see it, Daniel, but the one way of interpreting is now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yeah, hoped for. You see, for example, when I knew that I was going to be married, for example, therefore, I prepared myself and I told myself one day, you know, I asked myself, what is kind of woman am I looking for? And I said, I was going to look for a woman that has not been touched, that has not been used, that has not been, I mean, fresh.
Fresh from zero mileage.
Dimples. Yeah. And then, you know, I heard a voice, and I believe it was a voice of the Holy Spirit, telling me that then, whatever you want in that lady, you must try and be that thing yourself. Yeah, become that thing. And of course, you and I know that I was not a virgin by the time I married. So I was asking the Lord, how do I get into zero mileage? He says, oh, there's something called faith zero mileage. Yes. Yes. Virginity by faith. Yes. All right. So I decided I would never give myself to anybody or touch anybody. Yeah. Now, that was faith, believing that what is coming ahead is so great that you must prepare for it. And I prepared for it, prepared myself for that. And that is exactly what God gave me. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. That's now faith. Faith is substance of things hoped for. Yeah, substance of things hoped for. For example, people that give tithe is a sign of faith. You give, God says, I'll open the windows of heaven. And I'll pour you out a blessing. Now, that act is an act of faith. You are doing something now, telling the Lord that I will never lack anything. Mm-hmm. The Bible said that honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty and your vats will be overflowing with new wine. So you do that and then you are believing God. You don't even worry about it. That's faith. Faith. Substance. You know, faith is substance of things hoped for. So it's like I'm holding the substance of it. I have, it's substantial to me. You may think it's airy, but for me, it is substantial. That's faith. Yeah, that's faith. Yeah, bringing the future to the present. Yeah, to the now. So, for example, when I was getting into a relationship with my wife, she asked me, can I marry a pastor? She was not a pastor. But she had such, I'm going to be a pastor. Mm-hmm. And so she was speaking it. So there, even in your relationship, you can ask the person, can you marry a pastor? Mm-hmm. That's faith. Yeah,
that's right.
And then related, and then I said, one day I asked, I said, oh yeah. I would like to marry a pastor.
Faith. That's
so,
faith.
So one day I asked her, why did she ask? She says, oh, because if you didn't, I wouldn't marry you because you'd be a problem.
That's right.
You would have been a problem to ministry. Oh yeah. Haven't you heard a man saying, I'd never married a pastor? So I want to tell you that in the hope, I'm hoping to be. So can you handle it? Yeah, it's true. So it is now. Faith is substance of things hoped for. You bring it to the now and you behave the future hope now. It's the truth. You speak it into being and you walk it. Okay? So, me, I have prepared myself for God's blessing, not for a curse. I'm living a life expecting God to be a blessing to me, expecting the future to be bright. Yeah, I live like when our brother Rene was going to the hospital, had pneumonia, had a cough, had a temperature of 104. I mean, and coughing was, and oxygenation was low 90s into the 80s. And then everything pointed to COVID. I must tell you, I'm medical. I thought COVID too. Mm-hmm. But I told him, let's believe God and pray and figure out. You are not going to die with COVID. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to hospital. You're going to heal you and you're going to come home.
Yes.
So the wife and I, we talked and we spoke. No, you're going to hospital like a regular pneumonia. Right. When he got there, they told the guy, like, you have one first doctor who saw. Why, doctor? Son, you got this COVID for sure. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, that's exactly the words. And then this man said, God forbid. I have been prayed for. Prophecies have been pronounced over my life. Mm-hmm. I am going to live the future of good health, not a COVID patient. I'm not going to be on ventilator. He spoke the thing to me. We spoke with him. And so that thing, they did the test. They even repeated. They don't bring it out. Everything was negative. And they were shocked.
Amen.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Faith. Bible says, if you have faith, even like a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be moved, and it shall be moved. Yeah, there's nothing. What it's trying to tell you is there's nothing like small faith. Just have faith, and faith, even if it's small like mustard seed, is something. Somebody may call it small, but to you it's big. Hallelujah. And so, let your faith be faith. Substance of things hoped for, and evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things. God spoke the world into being by faith. Yeah. Bible says, calling the things that be not as though they were. And the Bible says, even God, in the book of Romans, calling the things that be not as though they were. Even God does that. Calling the things. Okay, so you look evidence of things hopeful. Yeah, I used to tell myself, I'm a doctor. I'm going to be a doctor. Evidence of things hoped for. You see, call me Dr. Lindsay. I was not a doctor. Yeah. Okay, so all these things are very important. That is the reason why the things you say are important. You have no idea. You're exercising faith. Faith can be in the negative. Fear is a form of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Negative things. You're also, what you believe is what you're saying. I believe this is going to kill me. This is going to kill you. That is faith. You're talking will. That's the future. You're calling it into being now. Yeah. And then you're bringing substance to the things you're hoping for. That's why Job said, when everything was gone, he said, the thing I feared has come upon me. That which I was afraid of has come upon me. He has called it into being. He has brought evil which was not there because he had evidence. And I mean, a man of God who God says you are blessed, you are righteous every day. Your children have a little party. No, you're afraid. You're going to bring communion wine to sprinkle the whole place. What kind of faith is that? What are you afraid of? Holy water, sprinkling the place. Hey, demons are here. Hey, demons are this. Hey, you see one egg, then you run away. Instead of collecting the egg from your dad and going to fry it. When you see three eggs in front of your house, boil it. Boil it. Yeah. No fear. Because of that, you are now homebound. Hey, if I step out, I'll die. That is why you died. Yeah. Boil those eggs. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about faith. Yeah. Describe futuristically, but applied currently, whatever the word is.
No,
currently. Currentypically.
Yes.
Yes. So described futuristically, but applied currentistically. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Someone says currentistically. Yes. Yeah.
Current.
Is that truth?
It's a word.
Oh, yeah. You have to be able to speak and say. Bible says that, you should be able to be telling yourself every day, I'm going to be a nice grandchild to my children, my grandmother, grandfather. That means I'm going to live long.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Even give your name. My wife has a name that the grandchildren should call her already. That is faith. She said she's not going to be a grandma. Grandma is too old. See, I will be called Gigi. Yeah. That means gorgeous and glamorous. That is faith. Listen, you lose nothing. You lose nothing. You lose nothing. I'm talking faith. And many of us, our words have created an evil world for us because of our negative commitment, negative statements, words that are spoken about the future that bring evil. You bring hope of evil, like Job. Nice Christians with the power for even God to defend you before the devil, but you don't believe in yourself.
Forgive us, Lord Jesus, our words.
And all you say is evil. What I feared, what I really was afraid of has come upon me. Yeah. All right. So all of you learn this month of faith is a month of transformation. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's a month of giving substance, proper godly substance to your unsubstantial life. If there is not unsubstantial, substance is coming to your life. Substance of good things. Substance of great things. Substance of blessings. Yes. Substance of a good future.
Amen.
Substance of long life.
Amen.
Substance of good health.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I told myself, no tablets. No tablets.
Mm-hmm.
No. No. Okay, if you say maintenance vitamins these days, they say vitamin C, fine.
Mm.
But I've said it. Amen. Lord, I don't want to take chronic medications in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of, and you will not, you also will not. For those who started taking, begin to say that I will be off this medication soon. In Jesus' name. Yeah. One person told me, I've made a covenant with God. Nobody will collect my body from the roads or the streets or rain. Yeah. The person said, the day I die, I will die like Jacob. He spoke to his friend. Bible calls it the death of the righteous. Yeah, he's calling the future into being. The Bible says that the Bible says in Numbers chapter 23, let me die the death of the righteous. When Balaam was told by Balak to go and curse, and then the thing was becoming a problem, he told told Balak, hey, I've tried, donkeys have spoken to me. In my rebellion, donkeys have spoken to me. I was nearly killed. You said you're going to give me money. This money is bringing me a problem. And if I don't take it, I was nearly killed. The angel said, if it wasn't for your donkey who spoke, I would have killed you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, so stop whipping your donkey. Then he came to tell Balak, hey, please, this thing is not a good thing. I want to die the death of the righteous like Jacob's last end. Numbers chapter 23. He said that, let's go to verse 9. Verse 9, it says, for the top of the rocks I see him, from the hills below I see him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. Then he said in verse 10, he was like, who can count the dust of Jacob, the blessings of Jacob? And who can number the fourth part of Israel? That's a spiritual Jacob. Now, become whatever physically you are, decide to operate in the Israel form of it.
Okay.
Whatever Jacob is your carnal old nature. How, when you were not born again, that was you. You couldn't speak, but now you are Israel, the Israel of God. When Jacob interacted with God into intimacy, he says, I'll never let you go. He says, what's your name? He says, I'll change your name from now to Israel.
Yes, again.
From that time, that was the new Jacob. The new that God had a covenant with. That's it. It's a Jacob. Yeah, even the dust of Jacob, in the fourth part of Israel, has become more. Let me die the death of the righteous and let my last end be like his, like Jacob. And what did Jacob do? Jacob, when he was about to die, he called all his children. He spoke to them what is going to happen to them. He spoke, even his last end was faith. He spoke their lives into being. Told Joseph, look, you will die here, but your body thinks he'll be carried somewhere. And look, he even prophesied, carry my body away. And he spoke in their lives, everybody, and stable after water, you shall not excel, was Reuben, because you climbed onto my bed with my own wife. How can you do that? Yeah, what do you think should happen to your future? He spoke all their blessings and all their future into being, prepared them. And Bible says, then he recalled himself. He folded himself into the bed. And he gave up the ghost. Yeah. May you all, the day that God calls us, may be the death of the righteous.
Amen.
I prophesy that. Amen. I declare that. I claim that in Jesus' name. Yeah. You carry juice. I said, this is heaven juice. You drink it. I said, bye-bye. Like Bishop, Archbishop in the whole Sunday. Faith. Faith. Let's prepare our future by faith now.
Yes.
By the now faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, now that you know how powerful faith is, let's try and relate with faith in relatable terms, tangible terms, everyday terms. First thing we want to know is that faith is obedience. And obedience is faith. People of faith are people of obedience. Okay? People of faith. Are you a man of faith and power? Obeying God makes you a man of faith. Watch people of faith. One classic characteristic is their obedience. It's the truth. It's their obedience to God. Faith people are obedient. How do I know? Listen, I mean, you've said Numbers chapter 11. We said Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is a substance of
Hebrews
chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Now, verse 6. Bible says that, Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. How do you please him? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, or
he exists,
and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Listen, what this means is that without faith, you are just joking. You are not pleasing to God. It's so important that that is what God uses. If you're going to be somebody that God is happy with, you can't do it without faith. And what's the use of being in this church and God not being happy with you? You don't please God. How can you be in a job place where you are not, your boss is not happy with you? You're about to be fired. You must make sure that your boss is happy with you. If you know how to fight, don't fight your boss. It's the truth. All right. So without faith, it's impossible. If you want one ingredient that if you take out, your faith is your, you can never please God. It's faith. Never please God. Those who do not exercise faith, God is never happy with them. They can't please God. Bible says, it didn't say you maybe, it said it's impossible. It's not possible. It's impossible. You can't, it is impossible. You cannot do and it's impossible to do. All right? So without faith, if you don't have faith, it is not possible. You cannot be in God's good books. So if there's one thing we need to really commit ourselves to, it is faith. For you are coming to God, and God says, he that cometh to God must first believe in his existence. So much of what makes our faith tick is, number one, that God is real. That's why the Bible says that a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Because the truth is that many Christians behave like they're Christians and they're believers, but it's not everybody. But Bible says the thing we say it in our heart that there is no God. A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14 verse 1. A fool has said in his heart. So there are people who come to God, but they don't believe. He that cometh to God must believe. That means there are people who come, but they don't believe. There are people who are in the church who are watching me. You don't believe.
The foundation.
Yeah. The foundation is wrong. Do you know that there are people who marry, they don't love the person. They want papers. Do you know that people who go sign on jobs that they don't like. It's for the money. You can't do that to God. You must believe that he exists in his existence. He that cometh to God must believe. It means there are people who come who don't believe. And that he's a rewarder of those who diligently, with faith, they seek him. Look, if you don't believe God, you can never diligently seek him. You cannot pursue tithes. You cannot pursue working for the Lord. It's not possible to diligently seek God without faith. It's not true. It's not possible. It's a lot of hard work. That doesn't become natural. The thing that will make your Christianity the easiest and favored, first of all, God will favor you. He will like you. And secondly, his existence will be a matter of course. I mean, God exists. Whether it's in private or in public, your actions are the same. Your dressing does not give you your Christianity. Your check does not give you your Christianity. It's your relationship with him. He that cometh. What is the basic foundational element? Your belief that he exists. As I'm coming to God. As you are watching me, you should be able to say that I'm sitting before God. The Lord is in his holy temple. This, I believe God is here. I believe this is God's word. I believe the anointing of God is upon this man of God. I believe these are God's words. And I'm taking it seriously, writing it down.
God is speaking to me.
I believe that God is speaking to me.
Yes.
Otherwise, your coming is useless. And Bible says that if that clause is established, if that condition is met, he will reward you. He will exceedingly reward you. He's a rewarder of such people when they come seeking him diligently with faith. They never go back the same. You will never go home the same. You will never leave this service the same because the vital ingredient has been established. I'm telling you. And the devil, he does not like it when people believe in the existence of God. And I'm going to prove it to you. And all that you are battling with is, is he real? Yeah. See, that is why Job, in all his faith, when God took everything, God, the Lord who gave, the Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The whole idea, Satan wanted to put something around him that made him not believe God anymore. He thought he could succeed. He didn't. Even he worked through his wife. His wife came and told Job, "Are you still serving this so-called God? Why don't you curse him and die? What's the point?" That's a girl, eh? She was not coming to God because of faith. She had seen a rich man and was associating with a rich man. Some of you, you get into relationships that the person you are in relationship with does not believe. But it's because of who you are. The kind of person, godly person they've seen, generous person they see, kind person, but they themselves know. Yeah. And when it comes to crisis, you see it. That was Job's wife. Job said, silly. I mean, Job told him that, look, you are speaking like one of the silly women. Silly women. Yeah, that's how faith speaks. That is how faith speaks. I am so sure of God's presence. I'm so sure of God's presence in this place. I'm so sure of what I'm doing for the Lord that you don't move me. By your behavior or lack thereof, by your attitude, you don't move me. And those are the people he rewards. Those who seek him strength, faith, diligently, unmovable, steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I don't care what happens. I am fixed. God took, gave. God has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you all know the latter end of Job. God gave him 2 times what he had before. Double. And where was the wife? She was not there.
I'm telling you.
She was not there. She didn't last. She didn't last. Listen, everything is about, you know, Job's wife was not found anywhere until later. You know, she had to find a new wife, find new children. Jemima and other girls, you know, were born. You know, listen, everything hinges about your belief that God is real. That's faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he exists, that he's a rewarder, of those who diligently seek him. That without faith, it's not possible to please him. It's not possible to come into his favor. It's not possible. So what we are describing today is the main thing. It's the number one key. It's the ingredient. By faith are you saved? By grace are you saved? Through faith. Yeah. The road there is faith. You receive grace, but by all means, you have to pass through faith. It's not by yourself. Without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible. That road must necessarily be traversed by grace. I've got grace, but you have faith. It's when faith comes. Bible says, therefore, with all diligence, add to your faith this. The foundation is faith. Everything else is additional. Everything else is additional. Everything else is additional. Everything else is additional. Yeah. Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence, work hard to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue not. The first thing is faith, and giving all diligence, add to the foundation. Work hard to add to the foundation. It's just like you've gone to build a house. You want a skyscraper, you don't want to build a foundation.
You're joking.
You're joking. Faith is the first thing. In building every house, foundation is the number one thing. You have to dig deep and relate with the solid, the thing that makes you stable, bedrock, the thing that would guarantee your longevity, the thing that will guarantee, the deeper you get, the higher you can build. Yes. The deeper your faith, the higher your Christianity. The deeper your faith, the higher. Because what are you building on? Bible says adding on. It's like building on. Foundation is there. You can't build anything. Knowledge, that's the reason why you don't like the word. You don't believe. Virtue, excellence, you do things with excellence, with all your heart. It's because the foundation, bedrock is faith. Otherwise, you cannot add that virtue, excellence. That's the reason why your Christianity is not excellent. Because the faith is shaking. The foundation cannot handle anything like excellence. No, it's not there. That's why. If faith is not there, I can assure you, you can't add virtue. You can't add knowledge. You don't know the Bible. You can't add word. The word, the foundation is the faith. I'm telling you. Yeah. And you're blaming people that, why don't I know the word? You don't believe. You don't believe. You watch it. Let the faith be strong. The word will be natural. Let the faith be strong. Excellence will be natural. Tithing will be natural. It's just the right thing. You will just know it. I mean, being with one woman will be natural. Pleasing God will be natural. But the thing is that there's no bedrock. Bible says that he that hears my word and obeys, let me show you to whom he is like. He is like a man who builds upon the rock. And when the rains came down, the floods rose, and the wind beat vehemently upon that house. It was solid. It was not broken, because it was found upon a rock. Today, that rock is the faith. What do you believe about God? To you, who is God? When you come to God, you've come, because everybody has come. You were born into a Christian family, so you have to come. Sunday, you don't have any work to do, so you have to come. But as you are coming, Are you believing in the existence of God? Are you believing that this is a God-given moment? Is God speaking to you that God is here? This is God's word. When you hold the Bible, does it mean that God is speaking to you? When you kneel down, do you really believe that you are talking to God? Do you believe in God? Do you believe? Let me tell you something that will shock you, that the devil believes and even trembles. Yeah, I will tell you the difference, and you realize that you would have been even better being the devil than what the state you are. Yeah, because the devil at least he trembles, but you don't even tremble. Yeah, devil's faith seems to be better than yours. Yeah, I'm serious. This is what you don't want us to say. All you want is faith to claim. When I started faith, you claim you died the death of the righteous. You will get this thing. You will get dimpled ladies, virginity. Oh, you are happy. But now is the deep. That's this is the meat. This is the meat of the whole thing. Believe me, anybody who believes from today, you believe that he is, he will reward you so much. He will reward you so much. Look, my life has been a life of faith. My background is not good. My background has nothing to be favored. No. No. To be married and to stay with one man, that was not my lifeline. No.
There's been a transformation.
There has been, I had to embrace the presence of God. Just like Abraham embraced God, you exist. I'm going to follow you in spite of my background. And everything changed. Everything changed.
Wow.
From today, let everything change. Amen. Because you believe in his existence. Amen. When you leave from the service, you have not left the presence of God. Let the presence be there 24/7. He will keep you. He that keepeth Israel, he will never slumber nor sleep. He will keep you from COVID. He will keep you from losing job. He will keep you from any evil in the name of Jesus. He will take care of you and take care of your future. But all that is born on one thing. Faith. Faith in his existence. Yeah. If there are people who are, what are you doing? You are trying so hard to please God. So, you see, this is the kind of nonsense talk that makes people lose their jobs. That you are a bottom licker. You are what? What are the things they did? A boot licker. A yes man. Because you are trying to please your boss. Who is the one who pays you? This is the same attitude that we brought in pride to God. Wow, you are doing too much to please God. One day I gave an offering for a VW Beetle. I'd never bought a car. I walked first car. My auntie was sick. By the grace of God, he died. And then I inherited the car. By the grace of God. By the grace of God, she died. I mean, it wasn't her fault. It wasn't my fault too, but she died. You know, we didn't pray for her to die. But, you know, I wanted the car. I'd asked for it. My woman was not dead. He went to surgery. They opened up, and then they saw it was cancer. They could not do anything about. And so they closed up without doing anything. We knew she was going to die. And by the grace of God, she died. Somebody say, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so I inherited the car without paying anything. And I went to give a Thanksgiving offering. Yes. Somebody said, I heard your Thanksgiving offering was very big. So let's go and see your car. I said, I went and saw the BWV Beetle, old one, white. The person looked at me and said, is that the car you came to give a Thanksgiving offering?
Yes.
That's
a limo.
You see? You see how people are? You see how people are? I want to please God, and they are using my, because I believe it was God who gave. Therefore, I need to give a Thanksgiving offering. And that's what was being used to ridicule me. I want to please God, to say thank you. Do anything to please God. Anything you try to do to please God, it will be based on faith. If your desire is to please God, it will take faith. Anything you try, I'm trying to please God, not you. It must be faith. It takes faith to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. There's nobody who would try to please God like I'm going to go to church, like I'm going to win souls. For example, next week, we are doing soul winning, Swollen Sunday. We are going to ask you to become a faith person by bringing somebody to church to please God, because God gets excited. His mood changes. I'll show you when this thing is done. Only faith people will do it to please him. Because we believe in his existence. That as I'm doing it to make God happy. It's the truth. I want to make God happy. Has it ever occurred to you that what I'm doing, is God happy with me? That was the man Joseph in Genesis 39. Yeah. Genesis verse 9 or verse 10. He said, how can I, Potiphar's wife, how can I sleep with you and do this wickedness? How can I do this and sin against God? In other words, I would rather please God than please you. That was faith. That was faith. If you are not a God pleaser, you are not a faith man. And if you are not a God pleaser, if your aim is not to make God happy, to please God, It means it's you don't have faith. It's your aim to please God here on earth, at your workplace, in your relationship, in your church, in everything. Is it your aim to please God? Since if you see anybody who wants to please God, it's not possible for the person to do that if it's not by faith. That's another way to look at it. Yeah. If you get somebody who your aim, look, let me please God. Let me try. Let me just make God happy. Bible says it's impossible without faith. It's impossible to please God. If anybody is pleasing God, faith is there. If your aim is to please God, sometimes you are pleasing, the act pleases God, but you're actually doing it for man. That's not good. That's not good. Bible says, for example, Ahaziah, he did everything right before God, but with a wrong heart. I'm saying, let your aim and motive about everything be God.
To please God.
Yeah. My motto or my theme for my, if you look on my Facebook or my, is it WhatsApp? I don't know what it's called, but I've written there. My status. What is, have I written over there? It says, come and say it. Read it. What does it say?
To please the Most High the most, my mission and my joy.
That's it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. To please the Most High the most, that's my mission and my joy.
Amen.
Yeah. To please the Most High the most, my mission and my joy. Yes, to please the Most High the most, my mission and my joy. Not to please you, not to please my wife. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, obedience is faith, and faith is obedience. It has not started. Yeah. But let me just say one thing. In the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 23, the Bible says, anything that you do without faith is sin. You think you're just doing it passively, but you are sinning. Just do it by faith, and it will change the whole thing. From passivity sin into a blessing. Hallelujah. Into a blessing. Anything done without faith. Bible says, how then shall they... Oh, Romans, what are you doing, girl? Romans chapter 14 and verse 23 is what I said. All right? Bible says, and he that doubts is damned, even if you are eating. And you're not eating it by faith. You're damned already. Because you don't eat by faith. For whatever is not of faith is sin. Do you get what I mean? Whatever. You know what? From today, do everything by faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
Everything by faith.
Everything by faith. Everything by faith. Nothing without faith. Yeah. Bible says, even if you're eating, that's why when you're eating, you should pray. That's why when you are driving, you should pray. That's why when you go to work, you should pray. Everything by faith. Apply faith to it. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's the truth. You're coming to pray, preach, pray. Traveling, pray. You're going to propose, pray. Yeah. Look, some people even carry it to, and not further. Somebody was going to do a deal, a cocaine deal. Came, pastor, pray for me. I said, brother, stop that.
Stop that, Robert.
He that doubts is damned, even if he's eating, and you're doing it with doubt. Do it by faith. Because it's not eating by faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, let me say one thing. The obedience. You know, let me just speak about this obedience thing and disobedience. Even if you go, you read the chapter one of faith, Secrets by our bishop, you know. But let me just suffice it to say this, that Abraham, number one, when you believe, do not believe, you are disobedient. Number one, first of all, in fact, write it, wait, don't write this one. First of all, you know, obedience to commands is equivalent to faith. When you obey, you are acting in faith. When you obey God, you are acting in faith. Number two, when you don't obey God, or when you do not believe, you are disobedient. That's number two. Okay, did you get that?
Yes.
Good. Number two is when you do not believe, you are actually disobedient. And I'm going to explain that and then we'll close. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, God knew, the devil knew this principle. The devil wanted to just infuse faithlessness through disobedience. Mm. Initially, Adam and Eve believed everything and they operated by faith. They pleased God. They pleased God. They were diligently seeking. They were rewarded diligently. They believed in the existence of God. They were, they used to come to God because they believed in his existence. All those things in Hebrews 11:6 was working for them in the garden. They were coming to God in the cool of the day. First of all, without faith, it's not possible to please God. So they pleased God. God was happy with them because they were acting in faith. Obedience. God said, don't eat of the tree in the center. And they didn't. They ate every tree but that. They were operating in obedience. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1 to 7. When you go read it. And then Satan came and told them, let me tell you something. This is what Satan does to all Christians. Initially, you are so zealous. You are like Adam and Eve. God wants you to eat the good of the land. By the way, do you know that obedience makes you eat the good of the land? Isaiah 1:19. If you will be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. So long as Adam and Eve were obedient and willing, they ate the good of the garden. They didn't need to fend for themselves. Nothing. 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 Then the devil came. Move them from obedience to disobedience. Move them from obedient by faith to disobedient by removing the faith. So he operated on their faith and to disobedience. First of all, they had faith in God, so they obeyed all the time. That's why I said faith is obedience. That's the first thing. Then number two, when you don't believe, you're actually going to be disobedient. Now, this is it. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1. You see, Bible says the devil was more subtle than all the animals that were created. Then look at what he did. All the beasts. And he said to the woman, yea, has God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Look, he's introducing unbelief. And see what the unbelief will do and manifest. Disobedience. You will see it. Now the serpent was verse 2. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3. Keep going. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. That's a woman of faith. That's a woman of faith. Telling you that, hey, this is what God says. The word of God says this. I believe it. Period. That's the end. That settles it. And she had been doing it religiously, obediently, and they had all been eating the good of the land. Good of the land. Good of the land. Then look, when the devil enters, look at what happens. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Just like the devil enters, oh, you don't need to pay your tithes. Oh, you don't need to obey God. Oh, you don't need to avoid fornication. Oh, you don't need to get married. You can just live together. Oh, you don't need to pay the. You don't need to tell the truth. You don't need to tell the truth. You don't need to obey your mother. You don't need to go to church. You don't need to read your Bible. You don't need to pray. It's too much. Little doubts.
Little seeds.
You shall not surely die. They sow in the seeds. Now watch this. Then, verse 5. For God, you see, now he's putting doubts about God. About God. For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. This is how people misconstrue scripture. You're doing too much. You're being excessive. You're being extreme. Oh, it could also mean this way. It could also mean that way. It could also mean that. Yes. You know, it's putting doubts. God is not as great as you think. God, but he's not even going to see this. He doesn't know everything. Yeah, I know something he doesn't know. There's a few things that you need to know. Yeah, they are not in the Bible, but let me tell you a few things. This was not in the Bible. This is not God's word, but it's also true. That's what the devil was saying. In other words, it's not in the word, but it can also be applied. Mm-hmm. For God knows, does know that in the day you eat, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. It says that you shall not surely die. That's exactly your opposite. You shall not surely die, for he knows that this. And look at what happened, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant for the eyes and tree to be desired to make one wise. She has analysis of analysis. The analysis paralyzed her because of the doubt. You know, when people speak doubt into your mind, does God really exist? Then why was Floyd killed? Why is there so much wickedness? Why is there corona going on there? You see, but they've forgotten that their precedences. And then she took the fruit thereof and did eat. And often it's like that. You try a little sin, a little this, a little doubt, and give also, slept a little. There's no need to pray. Put the Bible aside. Put Christianity aside a little bit. Yeah, let's enjoy. What is it? This is life. I mean, what is this life? That's what it happens. And the devil, and he did eat, and she gave to her husband and did eat. And people who are polluted with doubt, they often infuse doubt in others. Yeah, because there's whatever in numbers, comfort. And then look at what happened. Now, because of faithlessness, the devil infused doubt into Eve. And the next thing was disobedience. All disobedience is preceded by faithlessness, I'm telling you. Yeah. Faith people, they don't like at all to disobey. In fact, it's painful to disobey God when you have faith. Yeah. It's so difficult to sin. Bible says, he that is born of God cannot sin, for his seed is in him. I think it's 1 John 3:9 or 3:6. His seed is in him. It's hard. It's difficult. If you're a true Christian of faith who believes in the existence of God, yes, we sin sometimes, but it's hard. You know, last week, my son was discussing something with me, and then we told him to do one thing. I think he didn't like what we said. So he went and did the opposite. And then I called him out of the blue and said, have you done that? He said, oh, I did rather this. And he said, but we said this. Oh, no, you didn't say anything like that. Oh, we didn't say anything. And, you know, I was busy, so I just left it. I was there 3 days later in the night, at 2 a.m., I saw a text from my son. Daddy, I'm so sorry. I lied to you. I can't sleep. Forgive me. I lied to you. I can't sleep. That is a Christian. You will have the sin, but you can't. It's not easy to live with the sin if you have faith. Yeah. The righteous. You are righteous 4-7 times, but rise up. Because faith is equivalent to disobedience, and disobedience is faith. And people, Bible calls them children of disobedience. If you look in Ephesians, they have children without faith. Go and read it. It says that's how we were. We were children of disobedience. When we didn't have faith, we disobeyed easily. When we have faith, it's not easy to disobey. And when we disobey, it affects our faith to a point where, look, have you seen a Christian crying just because of one sin before? It's because of their faith. That Christian, watch that kind of Christian who is repentant and who is, man, that's a real Christian. Yeah, that's a real Christian. So ladies and gentlemen, faith will cause you to obey, and obedience will cause you to eat the fruit of the land.
Amen.
Faithlessness, watch your disobedience. If it doesn't affect you anymore, your faith is questionable now. Yeah. Don't let people tell you you are too rigid. You are not too rigid. You just love God. You just believe in God. Yeah. Yeah. Abraham was told by God, go and kill your son. It's the word of God. Man, that's difficult.
Only one.
But he carried it without discussion with the wife and did it. Only one. That's my tithe. It's only $100. And that's what I need to pay off my rent. Only one. But he said, I'll do it. When he finished, God says, Abraham, don't even touch that child. I will give you a replacement. Turn your back. There's an ewe lamb. For now I know that you reverence God. Ladies and gentlemen, faith is the main thing. Today, if you didn't hear anything, begin to know that faith is obedience and obedience is faith. Yes. Watch your obedience. It's a sign of your faith. Measure, you want to measure your faith, measure the level of obedience to God. That's all.
Thank you.
And that'll be where. That was the difference between Abraham and Adam. Give it. Give it like that. And God has rewarded him so much. Because of that, in blessing, I'll bless you. In multiplying, I'll multiply you. That's why he's called the father of faith. In fact, we can also call him the father of obedience. Yeah. Don't check your faith by the number of tongues you can pour out in 1 second.
Obedience.
Yeah.
Obedience.
The number of tongues. Koka. Kaka, kaka, kaka. Morocco, Morocco, Morocco. Yankee, oh, Yankee. What is that? What is that? What is that? Yeah, even if you give that to a recording of a cell phone, it can play back to you. That's not faith. But the cell phone cannot do obedience. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read one final scripture. James chapter 2 from verse 19 to verse 20 something. James chapter 2, final scripture. James chapter 2, verse what? You think it's 19? You think it's from 20? Okay. Let's start from 19. You believe that there is one God. You've done well. The devils also believe. They even tremble. So to close, conclude, telling you that the fact that, oh, I believe there's only one God, it doesn't mean that you're obedient. It's the level of satanic faith. Yeah. You believe that there is one God. That is theoretical belief. But practice is what the devil can do. Practice the obedience. Theory is the saying, I believe that there's, you've done well. Devils also believe. They even tremble out of fear. Now, the next verse says something. The difference between you and the devil. The devil's level of faith is just saying, God exists. God is, that's why you come to church. God exists. But will thou know, O vain man, or useless man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without obedience is dead? The devil makes people go away from obedience. But real Christians, they do obey. Will you? And then it goes on, verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by his works of obedience? Works of obedience. When he offered Isaac his son upon the altar, it was the works. It wasn't just saying. Go on. He followed through. Obedience is the mark. Seest how that faith worth with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Yes, faith decoration perfection is by works, not by statements. Ladies and gentlemen, keep going. Keep going. And the scripture was fulfilled when they said, Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness and was called a friend of God. That means he pleased God. Listen, when you apply faith, you are a friend of God. Don't just sing, I am a friend of God. Walk in obedience. That will make you a friend of God. Amen. Abraham was a friend of God through obedience. Amen. By faith. Don't be afraid to obey. Even if the devil is telling you to disobey, don't be afraid. Who do you want to be friends with? God or the serpent? Keep going. Then verse 24. You see then how that works of a man, by works a man is justified, not by faith alone. I have faith. I don't know. You say you have faith. No problem. You are here. No problem. But let the works show. Prove it. Prove it by obedience. That one, the devil cannot obey God, though. And the children, go and read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The children of obedience, they don't obey God. And then finally, verse 25. Likewise also, not Rahab, a harlot, was justified by the works. People say, oh, because he's a harlot, though, he's not a believer. But some of the harlots believe more than the Christian virgins.
It's true.
Yeah, than the Christian virgin. They are more obedient when they hear that it's from God. Rahab was in Halot. When he believed that, set up, I will obey. She received that. And then finally, verse 20 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, your faith is also dead without obedience. Ladies and gentlemen, from today, let's decide to walk in obedience. Next week is Swollen Sunday. We said, Jesus Christ came and gave one instruction. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. He said, you shall receive power after that you have received the Holy Spirit, and you will be witnesses to me. Yes. He said, make disciples. I'll make you fishers of men. I'm going to ask you for one level of obedience. Just try it for this week. If faith is obedience, and obedience is faith, let's not just talk. I'm a member of the church. They are doing Swollen Sunday. They're asking for 3 souls each to come on Zoom with you. One for God the Father, one for God the Son, one for God the Holy Spirit. So you decide to bring one. So you hate the Jesus part, or is it God the Father you don't like because the Holy Spirit is the only one you've known here? Why are you doing one? Why are you doing one? One Trinity outreach, for the Swollen Sunday Zoom. Look, let me tell you, since Corona came, people cannot interact to win souls, to tell them about souls. Do it. Prove that God, with or without Corona, I am worthy of somebody you should keep alive, because I'm one of your end time saints. Out of faith, I will walk in obedience. And next week, it could be your classmates, could be your relatives. Because of Zoom, all nations are free to invite from. All cities. You don't need to be in the same city. Your friend has gone on vacation and is in Seattle, can still be invited. This is actually our best chance for outreach without borders. I feel that this is actually not a deterrent for salvation. This is actually a blind check for those who believe. And you watch it. Our church will become greater by the end of this corona, so much so that we will never stop Zoom services, in Jesus' name. And let's start this week with obedience, because we believe that a soul dead without Christ goes to hell. And start by winning a soul. Bible says when you leave the 99 who are permanent church members and you go for the one and you bring it, Bible says there's rejoicing in heaven. Change the mood of God. Please God, and let God rejoice in heaven for the 1, 2, 3 sheep. Sometimes you try 3, but only one works. But God knows you try 3. Make 3 different attempts to get 3 different rewards. And let's celebrate a Swollen Sunday to please God next Sunday because of your obedience by faith, and see how the Lord rewards you and causes you to eat the good of the land. In Jesus' name, rise to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. Ah. Put your hand on your heart and tell the Lord, I'm here. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back to pleasing you. I'm back to believing in your existence. I'm back to obedience. I'm back to real faith, not dead faith, not satanic level faith. I'm tired of Satan level faith, of just saying what my faith is and just being around when the people of God meet, because Satan came around when your children met. I'm tired of the satanic faith. I want to walk in obedience, Abrahamic faith. Thank you, Father, Jesus' name. Pray and ask the Lord for faith. Father, touch us. We are ready to turn over to the real faith that brings rewards in Jesus' name. If you are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to say, Jesus, I have said it with my mouth, but this one, I'm saying it by faith, power. I mean it. I mean it. I believe in your existence, and I want to live my life to please you by faith. Therefore, today, I am transformed. You are, even you're born again, but you want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. You want to say this prayer with me. And if you've never given your life to Jesus, this is your opportunity. Say this with me. Say, Almighty Father, I now understand you by faith. I know who I am through you. I believe in your existence. And your salvation. that you sent to us through Jesus Christ and the shedding of his precious blood. I receive that benefit of the being born again. From today, I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He died for me. God raised him from the dead. By this faith, I am born again. I am a child of God. Please write my name in the book of life and help me to walk an obedient life so that I can eat the good of the land like the original Adam and Eve nature before the corruption. I refuse to hear the serpent. Whichever way he comes, may he not succeed. May I be like Abraham, that no matter what, I will obey because I believe in your existence. Thank you for my great future by faith. I will eat the good of the land. I will eat the good of the land because of obedience by faith and faith by obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.